Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Roberto Peña. Batting second. The third baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting third. The left fielder, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Rick Joseph. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Gary Sutherland. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Chris Short. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Chris Short. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Ryan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña takes first base on ball 4. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Peña moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Peña moves to third. Taylor moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Peña scores. Taylor scores. It's 2-1, Phillies. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph strikes out. There goes Locke. The throw from Hundley to second, and Locke is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Taylor juggles the ball. That's an error on Taylor. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's Cubs, 2, Phillies, 2. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Peña bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peña for the out. Short moves to second. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen is walked intentionally. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Locke takes first base on ball 4. Short moves to third. Allen moves to second. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 1 in the game. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña misplays the ball. That's an error on Peña. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allen. Hundley reaches second base with a double. Johnson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman is walked intentionally. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 1 in the game. Holtzman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-1 in the game. Sutherland is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Callison moves to second. Two outs. Chris Short is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Short is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Short hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field. Locke picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Locke. Kessinger moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Cubs. Jeff James now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on James. Santo moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Santo moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks takes first base on ball 4. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Peña. Santo scores. Banks moves to third. Johnson moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peña fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Banks scores. Johnson moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Hundley moves to second. Dick Hall now pitching. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-2 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0-for-2 in the game. Joseph hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-2 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holtzman, and towards Santo, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a pop-up towards first. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Callison for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Hickman hits a pop-up towards first. Joseph settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 3 in the game. Holtzman bunts towards first. Joseph fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sutherland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Roberto Peña is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peña is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Peña hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Phillies 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Beckert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison, who is chasing the ball. Beckert reaches third base with a triple. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams is walked intentionally. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Williams moves to second. It's 7-2, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Banks bunts towards first. Joseph scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. Williams moves to third. Santo moves to second. One out. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. Santo scores. It's 9-2, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hundley hits a pop-up towards third. Taylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks, Hickman hits a pop-up towards short. Peña settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 9, and the Phillies 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. Adolfo Phillips now playing center field. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Joseph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joseph is 0 for 3 in the game. Joseph hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sutherland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutherland is 0-for-3 in the game. Sutherland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 9, and Philadelphia Phillies, 2. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.